This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hey, we are learning a lot from those who have a revelation of God's Word in any particular area. By revelation, I mean a deep understanding, insight given by the Lord Himself concerning specific instances of His plan as it affects the individual, of course, but also the body of Christ locally and otherwise. There's a passage in Matthew chapter 16, sort of goes around a particular verse, number 17. The New King James puts it this way: Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." So the implication, you haven't gotten this understanding from man, but from your Father, my Father who is in heaven. New Living Translation has it this way: Jesus replied, "You are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. You did not learn it from any human being." The word in verse 17, revealed, you are blessed because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. It comes from Strong's Concordance, Greek, number 601, Apocalypto. It means to take off the cover or to disclose or to reveal. So Jesus is teaching here. The question is, who do you say that I am? Various disciples answered, some say you are this, some say you are this. But Jesus said, who do you say that I am? And of course, Jesus does ask each of us that question. But to the point, Simon answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of God." And Jesus affirmed his answer, blessed are you, Simon, because my Father has revealed this to you. He has taken off the cover. He's disclosed to you. He's revealed to you, allowed you to see something not everyone sees. It is, in a sense, hidden from some, but my Father, notice the source of the revealing, my Father who is in heaven, has disclosed this information to you, this understanding. So the word revealed is my reference. The revelation that you have, I believe everybody has at least one, the one that you have, the insight that you have in a particular area, and here is the operative designation, or not designation, this is the distinguishing part, probably the most distinguishing part, that it's something from the Word of God, not something I make up or pull out of thin air, but from the Word of God, just as the example here in Matthew 16, concerning who Jesus is. And Simon's response, because God revealed it to him. So we know what we're talking about here, a revelation. And the most obvious, probably the most well-known verse Well, actually, Matthew 16:17 is a very well-known verse, but Revelation 1, verse 1 from the New King James, describing what the book of Revelation is, reads like this: "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to Jesus, to show his servants things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John." And verse 9, John affirms, "I, John, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and my testimony about Jesus." So you see, God revealed what must surely take place to his Son in order that the Son would show it to his servants. That's us. That's why we read anytime that we read and obey the book of Revelation, we are blessed, because it is an understanding of what must surely and shortly take place, signified by an angel to God's servant, Jesus' servant, the Apostle John, who in an aged part of his life was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony, his testimony about Jesus. This word revealed in Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, comes from the Greek number 602 in Strong's. This word is apokalypsis. Apokalypsis actually comes from the Greek word that we just referred to, apokalypto. You know this word. It means disclosure, appearing, coming, manifestation, revealed, revelation. So keep in mind Matthew 16, verse 17, concerning Jesus' words to John, the revelation of who Jesus is, and Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, followed up by verse 9 of that same chapter, a revelation of who Jesus is was given to Jesus, the Son. You see how powerful this is God's way. It's not rare. I don't think it's rare. And in these two examples, significant to Jesus himself, the revelation of who he is to him and concerning the things that must shortly take place, the end times, that's what we're talking about. There are a couple of other interesting scriptures before we say what we want to say about this revealing, this revelation, this ongoing revelation that we have taking place in the body of Christ. And hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome back today. My name is Shirley Weaver. This is the podcast where we make a huge deal about the power of God. And today, the power that comes with the unveiling, the revealing of the things that are on God's heart, revealed to your heart. And we call that a revelation. Couple of Old Testament scriptures right here. Daniel 2, verses 28 and 29. Daniel 2, verses 28 and 29. Daniel is saying, "But there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries." That word in other translations is secrets. And in this case, The reference is the revealing to a pagan king in the form of a dream or dreams, like more than one dream. Daniel said, "There is a God in heaven who reveals his secrets. He reveals mysteries, and he can reveal to anyone he chooses, whenever he chooses, about whatever he chooses." One more verse, Amos 3, verse 9. "Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals it to his servants, the prophets." Another translation even says, "reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets." Looking up the word servant, servant means servant. Looking up the word prophet means besides prophet. This is Strong's commentary. The Hebrew 5030. In the notes, the word prophet also means spokesman, speaker, and the explanation on this word is a prophet or generally inspired man, or of course the implication is person. When I say man, I mean individual. But there was a time when everything was explained from the standpoint of the male gender, mankind. You see what I'm saying? Okay, so we have our foundation here. We have our understanding what we mean when someone says, "you or I have a revelation in any particular area." I have three things to say there. First of all, your revelation in any area concerning any part of God's Word is exactly that. It's understanding of His Word that God Himself has revealed to you. And in the process, there's really a twofold operation here. The revelation is from God, and it is received by you. If He gives it and you don't receive it, the transaction doesn't take place. If you think you've received something and it's not from God, that's not a legitimate transaction, right? It's twofold. It's from God, received by you. What are we talking about? What kinds of revelations do we mean here? Well, for example, a revelation of the church, the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, what the church should look like, how the church should operate. I have friends who have a revelation of the ecclesia. They have understanding I don't have. They just do. I glean from them. They are able to impart to me. Another area would be a revelation of the end time period, that is, the period of time in the church age where one age is about to change into the next age. Some have a revelation. They have insight I do not have. Another would be a revelation of healing, something I believe is consistently apparent throughout this ministry, through the ministry, Shirley Weaver Ministries, which is the sponsor for this podcast. I've seen it operate many, many times. Another would be a revelation of deliverance, and that means freedom from things that are demonic. Some have a revelation that way. Another would be a revelation of prayer, the kinds of prayer, the way to pray, just amazing insight some within the body, some believers, just have about prayer. The rest of us glean from them. We benefit from them. We can get understanding we don't have by ourselves. When we come together and we gather, everyone brings their revelation and we all benefit. You know, we know that every joint supplies, and we think in terms of gifts when we say every joint supplies, but wouldn't it stand to reason that also the revelation you have, I have, the next person has, when we come together, we bring all of that together and it multiplies the overall benefit and the overall demonstration of God's love and His power. And here's maybe the most obvious one. There are forerunners in the area of media, like those that have made this platform, the platform that makes it possible to produce our podcast. You know, these forerunners understood, had a revelation from God, how to build networks and satellite connections and all that goes with that. Hey, it's over my head. I don't have that. But they had and continue to have a revelation from Almighty God Himself, like Simon had, like John on the Isle of Patmos had. This is an understanding of how to publish the gospel that wasn't known before. It hadn't been tried before. So that's why I use the word forerunner, but also anyone with a revelation becomes, as it were, a forerunner in that area. So that's the first thing. When you have a revelation in any area concerning God's word, two things have happened. God has given it to you, and you have received it from Him. Secondly, next thing, there can be lots of misunderstanding. You may be the subject of some criticism here, you know, because not everybody has what you have. Not everyone can see what you see, because they've not heard what you've heard. You know, you've heard something that is word-based, but it is foreign to them because they haven't understood it that way. And to that degree, and here's my point, you can't really defend it. That's not your job. Someone with a revelation cannot defend something that God gave. You know, you just live it. You walk in it. You obey it, and you allow God's glory to come as a result. There's an expression I heard years ago. I love this. I love it. I think it makes complete sense. It's this. The man with an experience is not at the mercy of the man with an argument. The person with an experience is not at the mercy of the person with an argument. So if you have an experience with God, an understanding of healing, an understanding of deliverance, an understanding of end times, whatever it is, you are not at the mercy of those who want to argue the point with you. That's God's, we put that in God's column. Only He can speak that way. And lastly, this is an opinion. To have a revelation often includes the gift of faith. It really helps you to swim upstream against the current. You know, if you are a forerunner, like the example of those with a vision for media, because they had a revelation of yet another way to publish the gospel so that every individual in the whole world will be able to hear it. None will be excluded. Like that, many times the gift of faith operates at the same time as the revelation, so that you can swim upstream against the current, as I said, but also stand and endure the related spiritual warfare. Now, that's a mouthful, but you know the word is clear. The opposition and the naysayers cannot gainsay the word of the Lord, cannot gainsay it, cannot overcome it, cannot do anything to stop it, cannot say anything better or have more wisdom. The word of the Lord will stand on its own merits. You know, God does that. He just does that. So, first of all, any revelation that you have is coming from God. You just receive it. Secondly, you might be misunderstood. There may even be spiritual warfare directed against you. And by the way, that is to provoke you or wear you down so that you will turn against your revelation. Don't do that. Don't do that. And lastly, the gift of faith very often is operating to make those special occurrences of unusual faith possible to, you know, do whatever needs to be done to further to broadcast that revelation again for the benefit of all. The word of the Lord is so powerful and is so powerfully being transmitted throughout the whole world. And when your revelation of anything within the Word of God that God has gifted to you comes forth, it makes it all better, more profound, more successful. It moves it faster throughout the earth so that none are denied the wisdom of God, the full counsel of God, the full counsel of God. That's what we need. That's what we want. I believe what God is doing in the power of revelation is precisely to make sure everyone receives the word of the Lord and has understanding.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclear.org where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.